Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What you are about to hear is not for the faint of heart. This is the place where you become a whole new you. And the old you is disposed of quietly. Welcome to the Secret of St. Kilda.
Okay, Lachlan, I know it's been a rough night, and you've been up for a long time now.
Yeah.
We have to do this while the memories are fresh. Now, you will breathe in slowly with me, and when it is time, you will take my hands.
No, wait. I can't do that. You haven't even recovered from the last time I held your hands. Can we not just talk?
You sound like Matthias. The time for excuses is over.
Then mine will be the last. And I'll huff as much smoke as you like.
It's not huffing. Lachlan, I understand our ways are strange to you. Many people arrive here looking for a peaceful life and assume that a walk in the dark is joining a social club, but there are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy.
Yeah, I understand that. It's been a strange couple of days. I do want this Andromeda, but I don't want to get it by lying. I'm done with that.
Well, that's very noble of you, Lachlan. Do you know why you're here?
Well, somebody tried to push me into a bottomless pit, and now I have to breathe gas so I can be disposed of in a more environmentally friendly fashion, I suppose.
I can see why you and we Mary get along so well.
Yeah.
I mean here, Lachlan, here, on Herta.
Well, I was running away. I was trying to take myself away from people, I guess.
So short-sighted. You are here because Dubruck brought you here.
Oh, aye. Sure.
Lachlan, I don't mean metaphorically.
Oh?
None of your journey to us was chance. You're here to save me.
Well, I'm not doing a stellar job, am I?
A minor hiccup. I am deadly serious, Lachlan.
Now, look, I am eternally grateful for all you've given me, saving my life and all. But I really can't heal people. You know, that's kind of the problem that got me here in the first place. You know, I never meant it to go this far, and things always seem to get away from me a little bit, and...
I've mixed it nice and fresh for you. Where do you think you're going?
He needs a minute. He's not taking it well.
Look, I know what they used to say about me, and this is what I've been trying to tell you. I was, am, nothing but a petty con man.
All right, sit down.
And if the last few days have shown me anything, I mean, my troublemaking clearly isn't behind me yet.
All right, sit down, Lachlan.
But I just want you to know that I didn't hurt that girl. I would never. I couldn't hurt anyone. I mean, especially not a kid, for God's sake.
Lachlan.
Oi, pretty boy. You gonna let anyone else talk, or what? Sit down.
Thank you, Naya.
Sorry.
Are you calm now?
Yes.
Good. We know that you didn't do what you have been accused of.
You...
But I cannot wait any longer. Last night showed me that. You must do what you were brought here to do.
Fulfilling Dubrach's purpose.
Fulfilling Dubrach's purpose.
Okay. So what is Dubrach's purpose?
That's what the huffing is for. It's just a minor sedative. It will allow you to relax and be more open to what Dubrach is telling you. Telling us.
Nothing to fret about. In fact, I think you could probably use chilling out a smidge.
Lachlan, when you took my hands, I felt closer to Dubrach than I have in a very long time. He's been the king of whispers for much of my life, but since I saw your picture in the paper, he has been grabbing me by the shoulders and yelling.
You mean you knew back then?
Obviously.
But Matthias...
I'm not sure how many times we're going to have to say this, but he is not the leader here.
Dubrach keeps your secrets, and so do I. Many of those who join us are running from something. Here, they find a clean slate. We judge them on who they are, not who they were.
But I hurt you.
Change is not without sacrifice, Lachlan. Now we are going to talk to Dubrach together.
Ready, you two?
Okay. Ready.
Open your eyes. You have waited a long time. The respite between being and not being, between sun and moon, night and day, existence and erased.
Andromeda, where? Where is this?
Her eyes are still closed. You stand up and look at yourself, still holding her hands tentatively on the rug, looking at her surrounded by furniture she never got to choose. She looks small. She looks too young for the burden she carries.
I'm here with you, Lachie. We haven't gone anywhere. The smoke can make you feel a little funny the first time.
No, Ach, it doesn't matter.
That's when she steps out of the light. Just how you remember her.
Esther.
Been a bit, eh, Macbeth?
But you died, Esther.
Yeah, bummer. For everyone else. Caused you a bit of trouble, though, huh?
No, it's... I'm sorry. No, I made that choice.
Good, because you're gonna need to make a few more. They said it'd be here somewhere.
It seems odd to talk to a dead woman in someone else's house as she rifles through belongings, but rifle she does, extensively.
You never were one to stand on ceremony.
Yeah, well, when you only have a little bit of time, you can't wait on people to get comfortable.
What are you looking for?
The truth, Lachie.
No, not you, her. What are you looking for?
Oh, here she is. Big old spine. Yeah, she Tirmanish is heavy.
That's when you see it.
Andromeda.
Yes, Lachlan, I'm here. We're both here. You're doing great.
What's on your back?
Yes, that. It carves into you without eyes, stretches out for you with sickening, crackling fingers. Tar-like, it trails its emptiness across the rug where Niathi should be.
Let her go.
It won't. You'll have to do it. Grab it. Make the choice. Too late.
Oh! No, God! Oh, God, Andromeda! What the... What?
Lachlan, you're here with me. Nothing can hurt you, Lachlan.
Like hell it can't. It's got me.
It's pouring at you there's something inside you it wants. You see a figure reach out from an underground cave.
Not like this.
A skull on a stone table. The creature looks at you through its eyes. A grave shines with light, blinding you as the tombstone cracks in two. A younger Andromeda, crying at her mother's bedside. A figure hesitates as they board a boat away from the island. Mary cries in a hospital bed, alone. You struggle to keep up with the images as they flash past you now. A strange book, a cave, a stone, a woman on the beach. A squirming bag.
No, not Andromeda!
I think he's back. Just try not to move, okay, dear?
Same mix as usual.
Of course. It wasn't anything I did.
Look at my hands, though.
Did he do it again?
Check my back. I think he saw it.
Mora's gone. We have to figure out a way to do this where nobody has a fit.
You did great. Do you feel okay?
It feels weird.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't think it would affect you so badly.
No, I'm okay. To Brach's eyes, Niathi. You could have warned me, eh? I've had nights out that have gone sideways less quickly.
If it helps, this doesn't usually happen, drama queen.
Oh, aye, sure. Blame the new guy.
I'll make it up to you.
Andromeda, are you okay? You're not just sick, are you?
No, Lachlan, I'm not.
No.
My mother called it a curse. I always thought she meant metaphorically, but I think we're well past that now.
I saw a thing attached to you. And I saw Esther. And memories, I think.
Well, either you remember them or you don't.
They weren't my memories.
Oh.
I think they were yours. There was a book.
Auntie Annie!
Oh, good morning. Later, huh, Lachlan?
Yeah.
Wow, kiddo, great timing.
Smells weird. Is it breakfast timing?
Nearly. How about me and you go get dressed properly and then maybe we can sort out some breakfast timing?
You know what? I think I'll be skipping breakfast. I still need to rest. But I do have all the ingredients for pancake timing if you wanted to borrow them.
Pancake timing!
I'll take that as a yes. Lachlan, have breakfast with Niathi.
Oh, that's very kind, but I don't want to intrude.
Not a request, Lachlan.
Someone needs to keep an eye on you, After Effects. I can make it up to you with pancakes.
It's decided.
Great! Now, find your shoes and we'll head back home. Mama's friend Lockie is going to join us, okay?
Okay.
You do know that if you wanted to have a meal with me, you didn't need to go to all this trouble.
Ha! Ow. Wow, Harry! Mr. Lockie just said you can have his pancake! What a lucky guy you are!
Make sure you at least drink some water. I'll pull out some books while you're breakfasting.
Yeah, yeah. And Andromeda?
Yes, Lachlan?
You really are dying.
Yes, Lachlan. But hopefully not for much longer.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
All right, wee man, you ready? One, two, three!
No, we've lost him!
Ugh, not your best flippy. Oh well, no harm done. I better whip up another.
I think Lockie doesn't even know how to flip a pancake. You'll get the next one.
And do you usually invite people over just to impugn their cooking abilities?
No, you're just special.
I think you should do this one.
How about we do it together? I bet you have an expert flipper in there just waiting to be brought to the surface.
Are you sure? I don't think we have enough eggs for any more floor cakes.
Let me check.
What are you...
Shh! Harry, have you checked your apron, pal? Gently, gently.
Why would I? An egg, Mama! Mr. Lockie made an egg in my apron!
See? You're a pure pancake wizard. We can crack him in the next mix and then flip him.
Okay, together?
Right, your hand here. And mine. Yep, that's right. Now, it's not up. It's out in a circle. See? You feel that?
Uh-huh.
This time if it hits the floor, Lockie has to clean it up, eh?
Never. Come on now, we'll show her. 1, 2, 3!
Oh! Yay, we did it! Look,
yes!
Mama, we did it!
Hey, you sure did, buddy. You managed to stop Lockie from throwing it on the floor, too.
Mama!
Ah, she's just jealous. Now, to the victor, the spoils. All right, then. Your turn.
My turn what?
Oh, I see how it is. Everyone else has to prove their flip skills, but you get to sit there like the Queen of England.
Correct. My kitchen, my rules.
I guess next time you'll have to come to my kitchen. To keep it fair, of course.
Of course.
It's really good.
I'm glad, bud. Try not to choke, okay?
Looks like you have a visitor. A fussy visitor.
The powers. What day is it, Harry?
Sunday?
Harry? Sunday? Chew.
What?
Go, we need to get you dressed. Why didn't you say it was Sunday?
I don't want to go on the boat. I want more pancakes.
I know, but you know the rules. Get your boots. I'll put a snack in your pack, okay? Go.
Ugh.
Where's his hat? God, I wish he'd be late just once. Also, do you want to step away from that window?
Niathi, why is Matthias power walking up the drive?
It's Sunday. He gets Harry every Sunday. His idea of bonding is trapping him in a boat with a fishing rod.
I can't find my socks!
Try the laundry and bring your hairbrush down. You might want to go stand in the pantry.
What?
Lockie, pantry.
Sunday, 10 o'clock, Niathi. We're on a schedule.
Good morning to you two. So nice to see you after your attempted coup.
I'm here for Harry. The least you could do is have him ready on time.
Well, we had a late night, so breakfast was a little later than usual.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, son. You're wearing odd socks.
Yeah, I couldn't find a pair, but I thought the blue and the green were kind of the same. And then the stripes and the dots are cool together. And I was going to look for some more, but then I was thinking about dinosaurs.
Niathi?
They're socks, Matthias. Here's your bag. Everything is in there and an extra pancake so you don't miss out.
Yay, let's go, Dad.
We'll be back at 4:30 on the dot.
As always. Harry, zip up your life jacket real tight, okay?
Yes, Mama. Love you.
Goodbye, Matthias. Hope you fall in and drown.
Can I come out?
Oh, grief. Come on out. Sorry. Breakfast is over, apparently.
Matthias is Harry's dad.
Ah. Yes. I thought you knew.
So, you and Matthias?
Not either of our finest moments. I didn't know he grew up to be such an arsehole, though.
But aren't he and Andromeda?
Ha! He wishes! That was very much a moment of weakness, second choice. He couldn't have her, and I needed to be wed once Harry showed up, apparently. Didn't last, for obvious reasons.
Sorry.
We were young. Harry is worth it.
Yeah, good kid.
He likes you, it seems.
Well, as long as he's the only one, eh?
God, yeah, I can't stand you.
So, Matthias is out and about and I should just what? Hide in cupboards?
And he sets the rules. He hates you, but lucky for you, he loves them all. Poor bastard.
So I shouldn't be worried?
Would I go for a romantic cliffside walk with him? Probably not. But he'll stay out your way. He's not really the confrontational type.
I'm not sure I want to wait until he turns the entire island against me.
What? Oh. We marry?
Aye. I knocked on my way past last night, but she wouldn't answer the door. Oh, poor wee Toast looked at me mournfully through the window. Thin and waif-like, you know, for lack of a ham sandwich.
I'm sorry. You'll work it out.
Aye, I hope so. Ugh, maybe Matthias is right, eh? And I should just leave.
No one will force you to stay if you want to go, but Andromeda needs you.
She's got you. And I'll keep trying to figure out how to help her.
You can do that here, with us. I think you might have the key to what's happening to her. You just have to trust us. Trust Dubrach.
Look, I want to be here. But I can't stay somewhere I'm not wanted.
The others will come around.
Will they?
Yes. And what about me?
What about you, Niathi?
Maybe I have another reason to want you to stay?
Oh, aye. What reason would that be?
You'll just have to stick around a little longer to find out.
Maybe I will then.
Lai Mishashias, Agus. Agus. Hooch? Me? Va mi aguya son? Hial and spirit arm le hulan agus hug e leas rum. Ah, the aching? Mother would be disappointed in me not keeping up with my Gaelic. I'm going to need Sasha to translate. The annals? Nothing. The elders' archive? Nothing. Father's journals? Less than nothing. 45 journals and still not a single whisper of curse removal. Oh! Oh, I shouldn't have done that. I better put these down. Oh, why does this always happen after I make a hot drink? By Dubrock, these episodes are a waste of time. Never mind anything else. Oh, Andromeda, just write it out. Oh, you just have to write it out. I can't even fathom it now, Father. Bringing a child into the world. Knowing what was waiting for them. Oh, at least I'm the last. I guess the bloodline ends with me. You should have made more. Shame I never had any siblings, really. A curse shared is a curse halved, Andromeda. Oh, God. Not a pity party, Andromeda. At least no one had to see it this way. You just need to work a little harder. It's a problem. Problems are meant to be solved. Lubrok has given you all the pieces you need. You just need to look again.
All right, so if we're on the water by 10:30, we can catch the tide out.
Dad?
I was thinking we'd head over to Stack Lee and follow the gannets.
Dad?
Yes, Harry?
I forgot my hat.
Your mother didn't pack it.
I think I left it in the laundry while I was looking for socks. I'm thinking about ankylosauruses. Ankylosaurus? Ankles and sore knees?
All right, back we go, against the tide again.
Maybe Mr. Lockie will still be there and you could say hello.
Mr. Lockie? Lachlan McGregor was at the house.
Mr. Lockie was there. He's Mama's friend.
Was he sort of greasy? Talks too much about nothing all the while and have terribly white teeth.
His teeth were very white. He must brush for 7 whole minutes. He taught me to flip a pancake. And he made an egg in my pocket. And he knows lots of silly songs. And he can do magic and...
Was Lachlan with you before breakfast, Harry?
Yes. He was with Mama when I was still in my pyjamas. Are you coming to meet him?
Change of plan, Harry.
But my hat!
We'll get you a new one in town.
So I like my hat.
A new hat and an ice cream.
Before lunch? I can have an ice cream before lunch.
Just this once. I have a phone call to make.
The Secret of St. Kilda is proud to be a member of the Fable and Folly Network. This episode was written by Naomi Clark and directed by Michael Ireland. Produced by Paddy Gillen, Naomi Clark and Michael Ireland. Our production assistant and transcriber is the irreplaceable Chloe Hendry. Sound design is by Michael Ireland and Tracy Barnett, and the theme was by Shane Rutherford Jones. The narrator was played by the marvellous Alistair Stewart. Lockie was played by the charming Alan Bergen. Andromeda was played by the fearless Maeve de Bruin. Matthias was played by the incorrigible Ben Meredith. Niathi was played by the wonderful Michelle Kelly. Esther was played by the delightful Maria Nello. And Harry was played adorably. You can support the show by leaving a review, following us on @thekilda, or subscribing to our Ko-fi for extra behind-the-scenes goodies and ad-free versions of the show. Thank you, and we'll see you on St. Kilda.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I'm Jonathan Pezza, the creator of the Curious Matter anthology. And I'm betting you've probably never heard anything like our show.
Scratch another one!
How many are still on our six?
You want me to stop shooting and count? I'm out! Reload!
This is the last case! Make him count, Friday!
We adapt stories from authors like Philip K. Dick, Andre Norton, and Robert Bloch into binaural audio movies that transport you to new worlds.
Hey, get him out of here!
That's it? You're banned for life. What's with you Braxians and lasers? Seriously.
I told you downtown was a bad idea.
In our brand new season, we explore farther into the what-ifs.
You think, in these instances, that somehow simply by believing things are different, they changed.
Doubt.
I don't follow.
I doubt something and, they don't change per se. They cease to ever have been.
We delve deeper into the realms of horror and science fiction.
Nerves of steel, boys.
James, sir. Please. There's no need for this.
I do not believe that whatever that is can understand you.
Robert, I know you are in there somewhere. If you are, we are...
Made it through the barrier!
It's got all of me!
It's dragging him out!
Damn!
Beast!
Just get to my knife!
Well, that's new.
Available wherever you listen to podcasts. So sit back, grab your popcorn, and listen to the Curious Matter anthology today.